today's contestants. A retired IT project manager from Galloway, Ohio, Kevin Jones. A university business administrator from San Diego, California, Beverly Randez. And our returning champion, a journalist from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, Andrew Thompson, whose two-day cash winnings total $30,800. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome again to our program. I can't believe how quickly this year is moving along. We're a week and a half away from Thanksgiving. Gosh. Kevin, Beverly, welcome aboard. Andrew, good to see you again. Let's go to work right now in the Jeopardy round, shall we? Today we're going to start you off with these categories. World leaders revealed. Ooh, sounds ominous. Rhyme time. On the cusps of greatness. Followed by biopics. And then we say jump, and you say how high. Andrew, start.
On the cusps of greatness for 600.
The cusp of Cancer and this sign is known as the cusp of magic. And after all, the best magic tricks are done with twins. Beverly?
What is Gemini?
Yes.
Biopics, 200, please.
In a beautiful day in the neighborhood, beloved children's TV show host Mr. Rogers is played by this beloved actor. The film opens Friday. That's Tom Hanks. Not quickly enough, Beverly. Sorry. Pick again.
Biopics 400.
Joaquin Phoenix played this man in black in Walk the Line. Kevin.
Who's Johnny Cash?
He's the one.
How high for 200, please?
A full-grown Robert Wadlow, the world's tallest man, about 1 inch under this many feet. Beverly?
What is 8 feet?
No. Kevin.
What is 9 feet?
Yes.
Rhyme time for 200, please.
Hippies advocated this nonviolent strategy to promote peace and love. And the rhyme time comes up in flower power. Kevin, back to you.
Rhyme time 400.
This type of shirt bears the midriff. That would be a crop top. Kevin?
We say jump for 200, please.
Jump starting 101. Positive, red cable to positive. Negative, this color cable to ground on the dead car. Andrew.
What is black?
Correct.
We say jump 400.
An allusion to old circus acts. To jump through these is to do exasperatingly hard tasks to reach a goal. Kevin.
What are hoops?
Yes.
How high for 400, please?
4,101 feet and steeper than vertical, Mount Thor, which noted map head Ken Jennings calls the world's tallest this. Step back from the edge. Kevin.
What is the first step?
Nope. Beverly or Andrew? It's a cliff. A cliff. Don't overcomplicate it. Kevin, back to you.
How high for 600, please?
The Nurek Earth fill this structure, 984 feet above the Vaksh River. Andrew.
What is a dam?
Good.
World leaders revealed for 600.
Sometimes you gotta play ping pong shirt free, like this guy. Andrew.
Who is Castro?
Yes, Fidel.
World leaders 800.
A candid 1994 photo of Bob Hawke, ex-prime minister of this country, in his swimmers, as they say, made a few waves. Kevin.
What is Australia?
Yes.
How high for 800, please?
Answer there, the Daily Double. All righty. You can break the tie with Andrew for the lead.
Two Daily Double, please.
Okay, for 2,800, here is the clue. This stopping point for Everest's southern face at 17,600 feet.
What is base camp?
Base camp, the Khumbu Glacier. You're right. Go again.
How high for 1,000, please?
The cruising altitude of this alphanumeric spy plane, also known as Dragon Lady, 70,000 feet. Andrew.
What is a U-2?
Correct.
World leaders revealed, 1,000.
Here's King Henry II performing penance at the tomb of this archbishop, slain by Henry's own knights. Andrew.
Who is Thomas Becket?
Yes.
World leaders, 400.
The real question is, when does this present-day leader actually wear a shirt? Kevin.
Who's Putin?
You are right, and that takes you to 3,200, a shade off the lead. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, though. Kevin Jones and his wife are dedicated followers of Jeopardy, and they have a little game they play, which has to do with me. Tell the folks about it.
Yeah, well, my wife Patty and I are very competitive, and we're also pretty good. So we can never really tell who wins the show. So we gamble now on what your response will be once the announcer is done. It's either, thanks, Johnny, thank you, Johnny, or thank you, Johnny Gilbert.
Not much variety.
No, it's your show.
Thank you very much. Okay, Beverly Randez from San Diego, California, admits to being a terrible cook and has saved every card her husband has ever given her. You and I have that in common. My wife and I save the cards we give each other. When did it begin with you two?
We met in 2004, and we got married in 2006, and there are probably at least a couple hundred cards in there.
The problem that I have is that I forget to date them.
I usually try to remember to date them.
Okay, you're smarter than I am. That's why you're here as a contestant, and I'm here as a host. Andrew Thompson is our champion, and you were a guide for a War of 1812 tour. Where?
That was at the Battle of Queenston Heights near Niagara Falls, having to wear a very hot wool British uniform like they had to back then. So you gained a nice new appreciation of what the lowly soldiers faced marching 200 years ago.
Who won that battle? Was it our guys or?
Yeah.
It was our guys. You don't know who I'm referring to when I say our guys. All right, Kevin is in command of the board. He makes the next selection. Go ahead and do it.
We say jump for 600, please.
Taxonomic class of the jumping animal seen here that can leap 50 times its own body length. Kevin?
What is arachnid?
You're right.
We say jump for 800.
Though no longer a kid, in 1999, Ashrita Furman bounced up the 1,899 steps of Toronto's CN Tower on this. Kevin?
Was a pogo stick.
Yes.
On the cusp of greatness, 200.
Dates shared by Sagittarius and Capricorn in this month are the cusp of prophecy. So if born then, you know what next year holds. Andrew?
What is December?
Good.
World Leaders, 200.
Here's President Obama at Sandy Beach in this state where he spends many Christmas vacations. Andrew.
What is Hawaii?
Correct.
On the cusp of greatness, 800.
November has the cusp of revolution. This woman who revolutionized tennis with the Battle of the Sexes was born on November 22nd. Andrew.
It was Billie Jean King.
Yes.
Cusp of greatness, 1000.
These two signs meet in September during the cusp of beauty. Kevin.
What are Virgo and Libra?
That's right.
Rhyme time 600.
Let's go tropical with this Polynesian-style cocktail made with rum, curacao, and fruit juices. Andrew?
What is a Mai Tai?
That rhymes.
800 rhyme time?
It calls itself the nation's leading online and mobile food ordering and delivery marketplace. Beverly.
What is Grubhub?
Good.
Rhyme time 1000.
Jeopardy categories include potpourri and this 10-letter synonym for potpourri. Beverly.
What is hodgepodge?
Yes.
Biopic 600.
Gary Busey was nominated for an Oscar for his 1978 portrayal of this Texas singer. And that would be Buddy Holly. Back to you, Beverly.
Biopics 800.
La Vie en Rose took a look at the not always rosy life of this French chanteuse. Andrew.
Who is Piaf?
Edith Piaf, correct.
Biopics 1000.
Babe Ruth played himself in this 1942 biopic of Lou Gehrig. Andrew?
What is Pride of the Yankees?
That's correct.
We say jump 1000.
Satan tempted Jesus to jump off this Judean king's temple in Jerusalem. Andrew?
Who is Solomon?
No. Kevin?
Who is Herod?
Herod the Great. Yes, and now the last clue. My birthday of July 22nd is on the cusp of Cancer and this beastly sign. It means I have good memory. I seem to recall. Kevin?
What is Leo?
Leo, yes. And you're in the lead by 1,000 over Andrew, and Beverly has moved up to 2,200. She's in third place, which of course means she goes first in Double Jeopardy. A little bit of a shaky start, but the players seem to have settled down now. And Beverly, you get to go first in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories. On the first one, you're going to be listening to comedians on Audible. That's followed by misinformation. Notice M-I-S in quotation marks. Then home is where the art is, isn't it? Bond. Ionic bond. a man of the cloth. And finally, war stories. You have to identify the war in which each clue is set. Where do we start?
Let's do comedians on Audible for 1200, please.
He says he was born standing up. Listen.
I did stand-up comedy for 18 years. 10 of those years were spent learning, 4 years were spent refining, and 4 were spent in wild success.
Kevin.
Who's Steve Martin?
Yes.
War stories for 400, please.
When Britain Burned the White House by Peter Snow. Kevin.
Was the War of 1812.
Got in there ahead of Andrew on that one.
War stories 800, please.
When the Emperor Was Divine by Julie Otsuka. Andrew.
What is the Second World War?
Correct.
War stories 1200.
The Green Berets by Robin Moore. Andrew.
What is the Vietnam War?
That's it.
1600 war stories.
Copperhead by Bernard Cornwell. Kevin.
Was the Civil War.
Yes.
War stories 2000.
The African Queen by C.S. Forrester. Kevin.
Was World War I.
Right.
Man of the Cloth, 400, please.
A shirt once used for rowing, or the last name of the Eagles member who had a solo hit with the Boys of Summer. Beverly?
What is a Henley?
Henley is right.
Man of the Cloth, 800, please.
Before he controlled New York City, this boss served a single term in Congress from 1853 to 1855. Andrew?
It was Tweed?
Boss Tweed, correct.
Misinformation for 1200.
It's another name for a written message or letter. Kevin?
What is a missive?
That's it.
Misinformation 400.
It's a name mistakenly applied to someone or something. Kevin?
What is a misnomer?
Right.
Miss for 800.
Calling 911 for purposes other than an emergency may be classified this type of crime. Kevin?
What is a misdemeanor?
You got it.
Miss 1600.
This city is home to the University of Montana. Beverly.
What is Missoula?
Right.
Misinformation 2000.
It can be a collection of writings by different authors or a mixture of various items. Kevin.
What is miscellany?
Yes.
Man of the Cloth, 1200.
Answer. Daily Double. And you have forged into a very comfortable lead.
4,000, please.
All right. In 1878, this retailing pioneer suggested the price of a nickel for items that weren't selling quickly.
Who was...
Hurry. Who was Woolworth? F.W. Woolworth. All right, you lost just a bit. Go again.
Man of the Cloth, 1600.
This West Virginia country star teamed up with LL Cool J on Accidental Racist. Andrew.
Who is Brad Paisley?
Yes.
A Man of the Cloth, 2000.
This FBI official was the source known as Deep Throat. Andrew.
Who is Mark Felt?
Correct.
Comedians on Audible, 1600.
He shares his life lessons with listeners. Listen.
See, as a little guy, you got a choice to make if you want to be popular. You can be the tough guy and overcompensate for your mini-me self, or you can be the funny guy and accept your size.
Kevin.
It was Kevin Hart.
Yes.
Home is where the art is for 400.
This London residence of the Queen is home to Fabergé eggs and to drawings by Leonardo da Vinci. Andrew.
What is Buckingham Palace?
That's right.
Comedians, 800.
Yes, please. We want to hear this woman read from her book, Yes, Please. Listen.
Playing Leslie Knope is as fun as it looks. I get to be the lead on a show I would actually watch.
Andrew.
It was Amy Poehler.
She's the one.
Comedians 2000.
This late great comic shared some observations in Napalm and Silly Putty.
A cat can make any mistake appear intentional. You ever seen a cat race across a room and crash into a glass door? Doesn't faze him at all. Whoosh, bam! I meant that.
Kevin?
Who's George Carlin?
Right, funny guy.
Comedians for 400.
She talks about her childhood in Is Everyone Hanging Out Without Me?
I don't remember a time when I wasn't chubby. Like being Indian, being chubby feels like it is just part of my permanent deal.
Andrew.
It was Mindy Kaling.
Yes.
Home is where the art is, 800.
Jan VI, the 11th of this country, grew up with Rembrandts in his home. Heck, the old master even painted his ancestor, Jan VI, the 1st. Andrew.
What is Luxembourg?
No. Kevin.
What is the Netherlands?
That's it.
Art for 1200.
Open to the public, this man's castle features a fountain with ancient sculptures of the Egyptian goddess Sekhmet. Andrew?
It was Hearst?
Yes, William Randolph Hearst.
Holmes, where the art is 1600.
Answer there. The other Daily Double in the round. And you're trailing Kevin, as you can see.
3,000.
For the lead, then. A full-length portrait of George Washington from this 18th century artist is often admired by tourists at the White House.
Who is Delacroix?
No, who is Gilbert Stuart? Gilbert Stuart. All right, you drop a bit. Go again.
Home for 2,000.
Frescoes by Raphael and Pinturicchio adorn the walls of the Vatican in what's usually known as the papal these living spaces. Andrew.
What are quarters?
No. They're usually called the papal apartments. Back to you, though.
Bond for 1,600.
Magnesium hydroxide is ionic and soothes your stomach issues with this Philips product, patented in 1873. Kevin.
It was milk of magnesia.
Yes, less than a minute now.
Bond 400.
Ionic bonding happens when these particles in atoms of two different elements permanently switch places. Beverly.
What are electrons?
Right.
800.
Table salt is an ionic bonding of these two elements. Andrew.
What is sodium and chloride?
No. Kevin.
Sodium and chlorine.
Yes, chloride. Not right.
1200.
Fe2O3, also known as this problem for your car, is the result of some ionic bonding. Kevin.
Of rust.
Rust is right.
2000.
In ordinary saltpeter, this element forms an ionic bond with nitrate. Andrew.
What is sulfur?
No. What is potassium? Potassium. All right, Kevin, turn the game around, and now we come to final, and here is the category for the three of you. U.S. cities. That's a good subject. We'll reveal the clue in a moment.
Pigeons know to take a closer look at Geico and are ready to fire at this first name. What is Will? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The category for final today is U.S. cities. Players, here's your clue. Celebrating electricity and technology, an exposition in this U.S. City of Light in 1901 was overshadowed by another major event. 30 seconds. Good luck. Start with you. What did you put down as the city? You thought of San Francisco? No, sorry, that is incorrect. I think you were off on the year. That may have misled you. So you drop 4,400. You're at 200 as we go to Andrew Thompson. He wrote down, what is Buffalo? Yes, indeed, the event that overshadowed the exposition was the shooting of President McKinley. How much are you going to add to that 6,600? 2,601. That brings you up to 9,201. Takes us to Kevin Jones, who's not looking too happy. Why is that? Because he selected New York City, and that means even though the game was a runaway, he might lose some money. How much? 5,000. So he drops to 15,600, but becomes the new Jeopardy champion. So he gets to play again tomorrow. And we'd enjoy having the pleasure of your company as well. Join us in. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by OxyClean. Work your magic.
Stains can appear out of thin air, but when you get to work, magic happens. The real trick is the next one up your sleeve. We make OxyClean. You make it work. Work your magic.
When your skin is feeling dry and crinkly, time for Gold Bond Healing Lotion. Penetrates 10 surface layers deep with 7 moisturizers, 3 vitamins. Gold Bond.